to Leadership Lynchburg's Around the Table podcast series. This is a program of the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance, and we are so excited to do a feature of podcast episodes for Black History Month. A little bit of history of Around the Table and Leadership Lynchburg's podcast series. Our foundations, basically, Leadership Lynchburg believes that creating opportunities for healthy conversation builds awareness, trust, and ultimately relationship. Relationships can create productive action. Relationships enable you to go there on difficult topics, trusting that the benefit is greater awareness and mutual understanding. And ultimately, relationship creates community. So we aim to inspire underrepresented leaders and educate allies and potential allies so they can create tangible actions within their respective spheres of influence. So it's February, Black History Month, and we thought it would be great to feature some of our local friends who can speak to their work for the Black community. We're titling this February series, Tell Me What I Need to Know. And I am so thrilled to have my new friend with us today, Tremod Ware, but he goes by Trey. Yes. So Trey, tell me a little bit, or tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your role with NAACP, because you are a student leader of NAACP.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. Well, as she, Christine stated, my name is Trey Ware. My real name is Trey Mondo, but nickname is Trey. I attend University of Lynchburg. I am technically a senior, maybe graduating next fall. Hopefully we'll see. A couple other things. I'm also an RA here on campus, which is a fun thing to do. Definitely, if you're thinking about being an RA, please do it. It's definitely fun to do. My role is the president of the NAACP. We actually have been doing a lot of work. I've got a lot of officers as well. We have built this team in about 6 months. So it's been a great interest, and definitely getting involved in any type of organization on campus is always a great fit. If you do, you know, it's fun to do. Definitely really fun to get involved in a lot of different things on campus.
And you said you're a senior. What are you pursuing?
I am a criminology major with a minor in law and society.
Okay. Yes, so you said you've built a team and you've kind of ramped up NAACP on campus in the past 6 months. What got you interested in NAACP, and how did you go about that process to starting and building up this chapter?
Well, I learned about NAACP back actually when I was in high school, and I've always wanted, you know, to get definitely involved in it, but there was like an age limit at the time, and you only be 18, and I was 17, so I could not join it. So I was waiting. Then when Mr. Davion Washington and Dr. Kendall was creating the organization here on campus, I definitely wanted to get involved in that, not just being, you know, the president, but even a member, because I knew it was going to be a fun experience. And it's also a way good, it's a learning experience as well. You always learn something new when you join something. And then as soon as about summertime came around, I actually wanted to be the man-to-man president, which is another organization we have here on campus. But Dr. Kenneth said that, you know, could not happen. So I was like, okay, I'll be a member of that organization. And then they needed an NAACP president. And I was like, well, I'm definitely up for the job, and we'll see how it goes. And it's going pretty well as of now. So let's keep it rolling.
And so, I mean, obviously you don't sit on the sidelines. I mean, you try to get involved in, you know, you're an RA, you man-to-man, NAACP. Talk about the work of the student chapter. What is the student chapter of NAACP at University of Lynchburg all about?
Well, we're definitely about, you know, sharing thoughts and our experiences on what it means to be Black, or what it means to, you know, feel like Black people are not free. So we try to share, express our, you know, lives with each other and different type of things like that. But COVID has actually been a problem for us since we started the NAACP. You know, we couldn't go to like do our off-campus type of events that would help, you know, go to schools and different type of things like that to get us to learn more about what other Black citizens here at the just Lynchburg in general are going through that we may not know. We do a lot of on-campus events. We're also having a Kahoot event for our Black History Month coming up in about a week or so. So that's definitely going to be fun. But yeah, most of our events that we do is just mainly and solely about Black history. But like I've stated to multiple organizations here on campus that we are a very diverse group. We don't just have Black individuals in our organization. We are diverse. Lynchburg is, the University of Lynchburg is diverse in general. So why not make our charter diverse as well?
Yeah, so that leads me to my next question, which I applaud you for that, because you do have concerned citizens in the community that aren't Black that want to help the cause. So talk to us a little bit about what those of us that are not minorities, what we can do to be a supportive ally.
Basically, it comes with learning, basically. You know, it's you know, we have a lot of different things that we don't know about that, you know, other ethnicities may know. But if we don't all come together and learn, then we will never solve the problem. And as for the NAACP here on campus, we know we're not going to sit there and solve every problem in the whole United States. But if we can solve one minor or major problem here in Lynchburg, we might, you know, prevent the next shooting, prevent the next death or anything like that. So it's definitely a learning experience for everybody. You don't know until you know. That's what I usually like to say.
Yeah. What are you learning right now? What are you, you know, as leader of NAACP, as a senior, as you're getting ready to head out into the world, what would you say you're learning in this season of your life?
Well, I'm learning more actually, you know, on, you know, Black involvement than really anything. You know, I've really seen like a lot of different things, but it's like, you know, I grew up around, you know, I grew up, graduated from a white high school, predominantly white institution type high school. So I was never really around, you know, my type of people. So coming here and seeing more of my type, and was like, you know, how do I really express myself to them, you know, because some African-Americans really do question, am I white? Because they haven't been around a lot of African-Americans in their life. Yeah. So it's really, you know, it's the first come, it's really hard to sit there and try to talk to them and feel like, you know, you will be scared or nervous. They might say something to you wrong if you come off wrong or something like this. So I've actually, you know, been learning, you know, how to approach different ethnicities. You can't approach everybody the same. You know, that's as far as it goes. And that's for, you know, anyone. I can't approach you saying one thing and then approach maybe another Black individual saying the same thing. We have different aspects and different thoughts of what a word might mean.
Yeah, it's the unwritten rules that we don't know about.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're doing your own learning of appreciating differences in folks for the benefit of building trust and relationships is what I hear you saying. Yep.
Yes, ma'am. That's really all the NAACP is about in general. You know, we address injustices, social injustices, and all. We also work with, you know, different universities, hopefully soon working with different universities that have an NAACP as well to get together to make a major event that's hopefully soon, hopefully before I leave, because I've definitely been planning that my entire time that I was here. So hopefully that can come before I graduate.
Yeah, yeah. Talk a little bit about what you see as opportunities for progress in our region. I mean, you're a native, you grew up here.
Yes,
you've gone to college here. So what do you see as opportunities? What do you hope for this community after you graduate?
I'm really hoping that for, you know, the Lynchburg community, that we all get along and such. You know, I feel like every time I go to a class, I only see, you know, we have each ethnicity hanging just with their group. There's no diversity. And, you know, here at the University of Lynchburg, we claim that we are very diverse, but when I walk around, I don't see it. And that's just a main goal. It's not our chapter, everybody's chapter is trying to make everything diverse, but it's so hard because, you know, other folks don't know how to, like, as I said, you know, approach another color or culture and don't know the same thought process of what they got and what they might say or what they might get mad at if you say something wrong.
Mm-hmm. I heard, actually, I think it was one of our other podcasts, we were talking about how do we break down some of these walls. And one of the speakers said, look at your monthly calendar and look at how many times you have a lunch meeting, a coffee, or any type of interaction with someone of a different race than you, and make a change. And I thought that's a tangible, easy example of, you know, getting out of your silo, out of your little world is, okay, if I'm only meeting with people that look like me, talk like me, act like me, I will never expand my circle.
Definitely. And the way to go start it is pretty simple. The same way you said, you can just, you know, walking past someone, you know, that's not true, just tell them, hey, you know, with a happy, just, hey, how are you doing?
Yep.
You know, see what their response is. Because, you know, you do have them people, you know, that ignorant people. You do. That's any evidence in the culture, you're going to have them. But that's not everybody. And, you know, I feel like that's the problem, you know, with the Black culture, especially, you know, you got, you know, even in Lynchburg, we have had multiple shootings for the last about 8 months or so that's been happening back and forth. And most of the people who have been shooting have been Black people. But the thing is, that's not everybody. You can't judge one man and say the rest of them are like that as well.
Yeah.
You know, I have a brother, you know, who grew up in, you know, some bad areas that he sat there and literally about to graduate Virginia Tech, top of his classes, has great internships. You know, it's a difference between, you know, some people and other people. You have some people that may not have had a father figure growing up, a mother that sat there, don't know what to do with their life. They don't know how to act well. And it's not really, you know, that's just the problem with society. You know, you just isn't some things you just can't help.
Yeah. And that individual choice, no matter how you grew up, you know, at some point you have your own decisions you have to make and what you want your life to be. Yeah. Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Tremod, you, or Trey, you, I applaud you for the work you're doing on campus and, you know, building this NAACP chapter. And we look forward to, once you get this event solidified that you want to do for the community, you make sure you let Leadership Lynchburg know, and we'll make sure to get the word out about what you're doing. Let's talk real to end, two things. One, what does life look like for Trey after graduation? And then any final thoughts you would like our listeners to know about the life as a Black male in this community moving forward?
Well, I feel like nothing's changed. So everything, you know, is going to be the same, but that's not, you know, as a Black person, you know, a great Black person, you're not going to let that stop you. You know, you're going to still continue to try to do the best of what you're want to do, what your goals are, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. You know, I have goals that I'm going to do, and I'm not going to let, you know, anyone get in the way of, you know, messing up my goals due to a problem that I can't avoid. You know, so I still want to definitely do all of my goals and all of these things. So just, you know, waiting until my turn. It's all about patience. You know, my mom is always up on me about patience, being patient, wait till your turn. It might not be your turn yet, but it's coming. So that's, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm just being patient. I definitely want to be in some type of security detail type job. So I'm just waiting my turn for it.
That's right. That's right. Yes, and I think that's great advice for all of us. You know, things come to us when we're ready for that, we're ready for the opportunity. And if we continue to keep going, and nothing changes until something changes, and we're all have a piece to play in creating positive change. And so Trey, congratulations on what you're doing with NAACP at the University of Lynchburg. And we look forward to hearing more about what's upcoming for the chapter. So do stay in touch.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And my final thoughts would basically be, I feel like one thing we have had in mind for just the NAACP is going to middle school and just talk about, you know, Black history or Black involvement or any like diversity. We actually have tried to build a class about diversity or just even going up there as the NAACP. Because I feel like, you know, it all starts, racism to me, in my opinion, really all starts with the parents. Because you have parents, you know, like I said, in high school, you know, I sat there and seen, you know, white woman that could not date Black men. And it's like, you know, why? And I feel like, you know, going to, you know, middle school is when your brain is starting to first really develop. And, you know, just having them think about, having a second thought about why should I listen to what they say when they're saying this? You know, to have a good second thought on, like, we're not bad. You know, everyone's not bad. And I feel like if the parents really, it goes on from generation to generation, their parents probably taught them that, their parents probably taught them that. And, you know, if we can stop that, that will be a major problem that can be fixed.
Yeah. And one, one student at a time, right? One opinion changes at a time. And we all have a ripple effect with those that we come into contact with. So, well, I wish you the best of luck getting into the schools.
Yes, ma'am.
Doing your positive work. And for those that are listening, you have been listening to Leadership Lynchburg's Around the Table podcast. This is our Black History Month series. Tell me what I need to know. And Trey, you've taught us some things about listening and being patient and learning from others. And so we appreciate your time today and best of luck.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate your time as well. Thank you very much.